environment effects in 2019 and environment effects in 2020 is completely different. If you had children last year in September who had a cold, with a temperature, you would sort of say, you just have a cold, I'll give you paracetamol, get off to school, you're fine. Whereas this year, it's completely different. Whereas before, the medical advice was, wait a couple of days, if it doesn't improve, ring your doctor. Now it is, if you have a child with any sort of viral symptoms, ring your doctor early. So there's an increase, there's a certain amount of work there, but the doctors are busier because we want to get involved earlier.
As it turns out, though, 70% of children who are referred to a GP, or if the parents refer a GP, don't actually need a test. Now, how is that call being made?
I think this is why it is important that the GP is the sort of gatekeeper. General practitioners would always have been deemed gatekeepers in that they assess people and they decide what is sort of necessary. If everybody just decided to have a test, the whole system would break down immediately. We have to assess who actually needs it. Now, going in the algorithm, the primary things are if a child has a new onset cough, a temperature, shortness of breath, and if they lose smell and taste, which some children may not be able to articulate. So it's the temperature, cough, shortness of breath. That's important. That will probably ultimately lead to a test. But quite a lot of children are actually ringing with, and parents are just confused, and there's no problem ringing and getting advice from their GP. They can get advice from websites, the HVSPC website, or they can ring their GP.